You are listening to Jimmy Muyaha on SAFM.
It seems South African credit cards, particularly those that have been stolen, are gaining popularity on the dark web. We're going to be taking a look at this in a little bit more detail and trying to make sense of it. I'm joined on the line by editor at My Broadband, Jan Vermeulen, to see if we can get our heads around this. Jan, always lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. I've always known about credit cards being sold in bulk on the dark web and those sorts of conversations, but I've never thought that South African credit cards would make it that far.
Yeah, well, I mean, in terms of, and good evening, in terms of how much the price of each one has increased in the past 2 years, according to new research by NordVPN, the price has gone up from, I'm going to give it in rands, even though they've done it in dollars, because obviously that's probably going to be the currency in which they're priced on the dark web. So on average, a South African credit card cost in 2023 R69.98, so let's call it R70. That has increased by almost 64% to R114.45, almost shy of R114.50 over there. And so they say that that's purely driven by supply and demand, which is driven by, in turn, how difficult the cards are to come by, how useful they are, how much money they can earn for criminals. But to also put that in perspective, that's still below the global average of 38 rand. So ours is 114 rand. The global average is 138, and the highest, most expensive credit card in the world is a Japanese card. And they sell for around 393 rand each. We kind of fall once again in a comfortable middle there, which is really not where you want to be. It's kind of the industry norm. It's, same kind of situation for the United States and so on. It was truly enlightening to see this research from NordVPN about, how much the credit card thieves earn relative to the pain they inflict on the people whose card details they steal at the end of the day.
Yeah, and let's take a step back here and just clarify. We are not talking about legitimately purchased credit cards. We're not talking about approved credit cards that go through your bank. We're talking about people stealing your credit card information and selling it to someone else. How does this all work in the dark web?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, there's the theory, and then there's the down to practice, right? Like, how do the card details get stolen in the first place? And there's multiple ways. Card skimmers and card cloning devices, where they literally scan the details available from your card from the mag stripe, is one popular way to do it. Another way is to actually just hand copy them down. There's a practice in the car rental industry, for example, where they take an imprint of your credit card, there needs to be a better way for that, because that's asking for these card details to become exposed, and those are very like simple everyday examples of how these card details get stolen at the end of the day, and then those get collated into databases and traded on the dark web. Then from there, it has to go through various next steps before they're actually exploited. The next step is verification, making sure that the card is indeed active, valid, and does have money on it to be stolen. Then there's sort of the more technically advanced ways in which card details are stolen, but that's usually like a one and done type situation, where you type your credit card details into a website, you've perhaps followed a link without thinking, or somehow ended up on an attack site that looks exactly like the checkout page for Woolworths or Take a Lot or Checkers or whatever the case might be, and you type in your credit card information, and then they get quickly stolen in the back, and the attacker steals money off of it. So there's various ways in which these work, and each one slightly different from the rest.
Jan, when you said car rental companies, it took me back to the actual machine. I can visualize the actual little handheld machine that cards get placed on, and then they almost get ironed over, and that,
right.
Wow, we need to come up with better systems from that. Jan, how do people stay safe? This clearly is a problem. It clearly is going to be something that's going to be around for a while, and I can't imagine that those that are stealing the cards are intending to stop. So how do we protect ourselves?
Right. So besides the regular standard advice for protecting your card details, which includes never let your card leave your site. So, you know, even though SANRAL has, you know, denied, you know, it being routinely, you know, it's toll booth operators being routinely involved in this, there is anecdotal evidence of people saying, you know, every time that they hand over their card detail in a toll booth, something tends to happen. Now, we actually use those facilities often, and it has happened, but it's rarely happened that our card details get stolen that way. But that is one way, because you allow your card to leave your site. So we are seeing mass rollouts of tap to pay machines at toll booths, and those are incredibly welcome. But that's one example of where your card leaves your site. And the standard advice from banks is, do not let your card leave your site. Be wary of card skimming and cloning devices. We've got images of those up in historical articles on the website, what to look out for. Then use virtual cards where possible. Now, those virtual cards can take various forms. FNB has a very famous virtual card system, but they're not the only bank with virtual cards. Even these Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, Google Pay type systems essentially virtualize your card. Now, they're not perfect, but it introduces just another barrier that criminals have to break in order to actually use a stolen card. So using those digital payment systems actually, and the virtual card facility available from your bank, really helps protect your details at the end of the day. And then NordVPN has provided more advice, which is monitor your statements regularly. And the second you see something out of the ordinary, flag it with your bank. And then standard password advice. Use strong passwords. Don't duplicate passwords. Use multi-factor authentication. Then you can also take the extra step of signing up to a dark web monitoring service. But that obviously costs money. Not everybody will necessarily take that step, but that is an option available to folks who want to be extra cautious about their credit card details.
Jan, you mentioned that digital cards are safe, and I wonder just how safe they are with all of the tap and go features we have and all of the wearables and the wallet functionalities that we have. Because for some people, you can just effectively place your phone against something or your wearable against something. And because of NFC technology, it sometimes doesn't even verify the transaction. It just goes through. Doesn't that leave us more exposed to card skimmers?
Counterintuitively, less. Look, it depends on the exact device I'm on in the Apple ecosystem. So when I use my iPhone to pay, it will not, it actually introduces an extra layer of security, which is biometrics. So for me to actually tap my phone to pay, I have to bring up there's like a shortcut to bring up the wallet, but then it has to use Face ID to authenticate that before it will let me pay. Now, that is not available on a standard NFC card. If you, for example, lose your bank card, your tap to pay bank card, there's no face ID on that. There's the standard bank security systems on that, which is they'll ask for your PIN over a certain amount. They'll randomly ask for the PIN, you know, after a certain number of transactions and so on. So they do secure that in a different way. But these digital systems are much safer, actually, even though they for some people it might feel less safe, they're much safer. And then on the Apple Watch, for example, people are like, yeah, but you know, what if the watch gets stolen off your wrist or whatever? The second the watch leaves my wrist, it locks, and it will not unlock unless I unlock it.
Staying safe is imperative in the digital age that we live in, and that is probably the best way to counteract the credit card theft that we are being that we're seeing happen in the market. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to Jan for those insights and for the time. Jan Vermeulen, editor at My Broadband, joining us to take a look at credit card theft and the credit cards that are being sold on the dark web.